Today in worship, our hearts will be lifted by the beautiful music of our volunteers and servants offering our annual Christmas music program. Of course, this year, like so many other things, is a bit different. And yet, what remains the same is that our hearts are lifted in praise of God through song, through beautiful music, and through the gift that each one of these servants will bring to us today. So today in worship, I invite you to sit back, to enjoy, to celebrate, but more importantly, to worship as we hear the words of Scripture, as we listen to this beautiful music, and as our hearts are lifted to the one who has come to us in Jesus Christ. Welcome to worship.
Appeared to simple shepherds, saying, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Suddenly the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests." In gratitude for the shepherds who were first to see the Prince of Peace, we light this candle of peace.
The announcement of his birth was not to royalty nor to the famous, but to the simple common people of his day. After they had seen him lying in the manger, the shepherds told everyone they met about this child, the bearer of peace. Hear the word of the Lord. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace, for there is a future for the people of peace. For yesterday's simple shepherds and for today's ordinary people across the globe who welcome peace and work on its behalf, we give thanks.
The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee of Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed by this greeting and pondered what sort of word it might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. For you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive a son. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign without end. And therefore, the child to be born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." And now your cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is a sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, had planned to dismiss her quietly. But just then, when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her womb is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be named Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph awoke from his dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He took Mary as his wife and had no relations with her until he had born a son, and he named him Jesus. Thank you. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor in Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem because he was descended from the house and line of David. He went to be registered with Mary, whom he was engaged to and who was expecting a child. And when they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room at the inn. In the region, there were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy. For to the people this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you, that you will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this which has taken place, that which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and the child with Joseph there in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them by the angel, and all who heard it were amazed. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, for all that had been told to them.
Thank you. Your love will be.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed a star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. He called together his chief priests and scribes and inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least of the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come forth a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them on to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child, and when you have found him, send word to me, that I may go also and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went out and followed the star until it stopped. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and worshiped him. And then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Glorious night.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing has come into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Dear friends, I hope this time of worship has ministered to your hearts as we have heard once again the great and glorious good news of the birth of Jesus. As you go forth from this place, as you enter into this world, know that the one who has come as the light of the world goes with you. And may his peace, hope, love, and joy rest and abide with you this day and forevermore. Amen.